The first time Charlie Milliken went to the bank and tried to cash his paycheck, he had some trouble.
I took it to American National Bank, which was the biggest bank in town at that time, and they said, we can't cash this. We never heard of this place.
His father was not pleased.
I remember he told me, he's 90 years old now, and I still remind him of this. He said, son, said, you don't need to be working for a bunch of Yankees that gives you a check. It ain't no good. So,
this was in 1966. Few people in Chattanooga had heard of United Parcel Service, a northern company that had come to town. Back then, UPS was a much smaller operation.
12 package car drivers.
12 drivers for the whole city.
12 drivers for the whole city.
The whole city.
And one tractor trailer driver.
In those early days, Milliken put in a good word for a distant relative of his, Ronnie Timms, even though he'd never actually met Timms. It was a risk recommending someone he didn't really know.
45 years later, he's still here, so I don't think I have to worry about it. But
Milliken and Timms are standing together in an office inside the UPS distribution center, reminiscing about their long careers. Milliken is tall and gray-haired. Timms is shorter, wearing a baseball cap. Both of them have on those iconic brown UPS uniforms, and they look like they could be home delivery drivers, but that's not actually what they do. These old friends are actually feeder drivers. That means they drive tractor trailers and take huge loads of packages, feeding them to distribution centers. Ronnie Timms travels 560 miles round trip every day, through Atlanta, toward Florida, and then back again. But he says he enjoys it.
Well, I grew up around the tractor and trailer, and that was why I come here. I wanted to drive, you know, the feeder. They call them feeder, the tractor and trailer. So that's what I like.
Throughout their 10 million collective miles on the road, Timms and Milliken have both kept spotless driving records. Neither of them has ever had an accident. How did they do it? They credit safety habits UPS taught them. Habits like keeping their eyes moving.
You know, you keep your eyes out, and then you check your mirrors, and you see what's behind you.
You pass people, and you see them just staring ahead or asleep or fooling with something else. But if you keep your eyes moving and you watch what goes on around you, you can avoid a lot of accidents. So,
Milliken and Timms are parking their trucks, and soon they'll hand over their keys and hang up their uniforms. Their careers with UPS have lasted more than 40 years and are about to end. Timms plans to travel.
I ride motorcycles, and I help my grandson and son. We race, and I got a camper and to camp and just enjoy.
Milliken, who's 66 years old, says he could keep driving for UPS, but has more important things he wants to do now, like taking a road trip in his new Corvette, or driving for his church.
I used to drive the church bus, and I'm planning on starting to do that again. So, you know, I've got enough. I feel like after I retire, I'm going to wonder how I had time to work. So,
Milliken says he first started driving when he was only 14 years old. He used to drive himself to school in a 1954 Ford. Decades and decades and millions of miles later, he's still passionate about being on the road, even in retirement. He's got to keep moving. In Chattanooga, I'm Michael Edward Miller.